We heard some more this week about the upcoming tax reform effort that is going to be getting underway as we move into the month of September and as Congress comes back in and starts to open up the lines of communication on tax reform. We saw the Treasury Secretary this week make comments about it, and no question about it, it's going to be a political football, we know that. But we did see an interview in the Financial Times this week where the Treasury Secretary was commenting on the details of the tax bill, and the tax bill details are going to come from Congress. This decision has been made. We'll get this out of the House Ways and Means Committee as time goes by. It looks like there are three deductions as of now, and I realize this is a movable feast, but this appears to be where we are now. Three deductions that look like they are going to be protected. Those deductions are the mortgage interest deduction, the charitable deduction, and at least appear to be safe at this point. But that means that that state and local tax deduction area, which has a lot of money in it, especially when you look out of 10 years worth of it, that one is on the table. And that includes the question of the deductibility of the state income taxes and the local taxes, and that includes property taxes. Some of you live in high property tax states, so you take a nice deduction for your property taxes as well. So this is going to be, without question, this is going to be a tempest. There will be conflicting views across the aisle. Obviously, the state and local deductibility of tax has the greatest impact in the states that have the high income taxes and the high property taxes. Eliminating this deduction would produce additional tax revenue that could be used to offset lowering of income tax rates. So this is very important. Looks like the border tax, based on the comments from the Treasury Secretary, the border tax is looking to be off the table at this point. And he also told the Financial Times that there have been various pressures in the White House, and didn't have a whole lot to say about that, but obviously it's been a difficult time for many. So we'll see where it all plays out, but as of right now, I would say look for a Donnybrook on this, because you have all these different areas that will be considered. You have the corporate tax cut proposal. You have the repatriation of foreign profits at a special preferential low rate idea that has to be decided upon. And then, probably as difficult as any other, you have the individual income tax question that has to be addressed. So there are questions here. Will the corporate rate be lowered, and if so, by how much? Will foreign profits be brought back at a lower rate, special low rate? The rate has to be low enough to incentivize the CEOs to bring the money back, otherwise they'll leave it abroad. And then the third factor, will individual rates be lowered, and if so, by how much? And overriding all of this, especially the lowering of rates for corporations and individuals, is the question of where does the money come from to make up lost revenue from lower rates? I gave you one example. A lot of it can come from the elimination of the deductibility of state and local income taxes, property taxes, and other taxes. They can get a lot of money with the elimination of that particular item. Where the rest of the money would come from, I don't think anybody knows at this point. No question about it, it'll be a Donnybrook. I think that's a really dangerous state of mind to be in, to be complacent. For example, occasionally you will hear someone call the program, and they will say, hi, Bob, I'm retired and I have 90% of my money in the stock market, or 80% in the stock market. That is the definition to me. That's the definition of complacency. And anytime the market takes a hit, you have a chance to reevaluate your risk tolerance. Anytime the market is under pressure, and there have been plenty of times it's been under pressure in the last decade, that's for sure, that gives you an opportunity to take stock on your risk tolerance, what is your risk tolerance? Are you truly comfortable with what is going on in your portfolio at any given point? What happens when you see your portfolio take a hit? For example, does that bother you? Or do you say, gee, I didn't know stocks can go down in value? I mean, we had a really good size correction, if you recall, not that long ago. We had a really good size correction dating back to 2015-16. You remember that correction? It started in mid-2015, and it continued all the way up until February 10th of 2016, when it bottomed out in the low to mid-1800s. Now, we were fortunate enough there to trigger a buy signal, an outright buy signal, upgrading the market to attractive for purchase at that time in the low to mid-1800s. We're certainly grateful for that opportunity. But the fact of the matter is that such signals don't occur every day. And this market has been on a run since the spring of 2009, the likes of which has rarely been seen, And so I think that the idea that you're going to watch a market more than triple in price in, what, 8.5 years, you certainly don't want to be complacent.